Six Music.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the BBC introducing mixtape.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
At midnight, Viv Albertine. Right now, it's Don Letts.
Just lick back the rhythm FAI.
Straight to the point with Mark Stewart's These Things Happen. Yes, one and all, I'm Don Letts, and this is Culture Clash Radio. Respect in every aspect to Mr. McConey for doing his thing, but right now, we're going to cross time, space, and genres with, amongst others, Family of the Year, Rude Audio, The Isley Brothers, Chrissy Hynde, Hot Chip versus William Oniyebor, Witty's All Stars, and Frank Ocean featuring Mick Jones, Paul Simonon and Diplo. The first hour will have you moving and grooving, and in the second, I'll kick back and relax with more chilled out tracks. There'll also be three from the Don CV. That's Crucial Vinyl, albums that have moved and made me the man I am today. And tonight, it's the Beatles' Revolver. But to get this party started, a brand new and exclusive cut from DJ producer Kenny Diesel. This is Dreader Than Dread.
Myself. people call me. Some people call me.
You can climb.
Harry Nilsson's Jump Into the Fire, another in my sometime series of tunes that captured my imagination as a youth back in 1972. And Harry was John Lennon's drinking partner during his lost years. Well, he wasn't exactly lost because he was drinking in LA. And on a somewhat darker note, both Mama Cass and Keith Moon died in the flat Nilsson owned in London's Curzon Place. This is Harley Blue.
I wanted to be a part of you. Tried to see your point of view. Mentally, I think your way. My thoughts of you were every day.
Harley Blue there with Play Me from her debut album Forget Me Not, released last year on True Thoughts Records. Here, anyone catch that news story about John Lydon playing King Herod in Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar? I kid you not. This is Culture Clash Radio, me Don Letts on 6 Music, the station that rules the nation.
Mommy was a punk dealing with the bass, so my dad sang out his blues. asking who are you looking for? I'm what you're looking for.
Absolutely loving that. Brand new and extremely good for you. That was South London-based reggae and dub fusion outfit Rude Audio's Knock 'Em Dead, featuring rising star Eucalyptus LV. And that's from their Ruder EP, due April 28th. Okay, I'm going to pull down the bass and push up the guitars for a cut from Canadian outfit Wintersleep's third album, Welcome to the Night Sky. This is Weighty Ghost.
Swear to God, couldn't see my face. I got out of bed today, just staring at a ghost who forgot to float away. Didn't have all that much to say. Wouldn't even tell me his own name. And where'd my body go? Where'd my body go? Africa, Mexico. Where'd my body go? And where'd my body go? Out of my head, you can't kill the thing that's already dead, so leave my soul alone. I don't need no surgery, take those knives away from me. Just wanna die in my own body, a ghost just needs a home.
Because I'm not 18 doesn't mean that I don't like to hear a brand new group that sounds amazing and it's going to give me something that I've never heard before.
You finally hit upon something that you feel is really, really special.
That you want to share with other people.
And those are the moments that make it all worthwhile.
This Six Music is BBC Radio 6 Music.
We're here to showcase the finest new music from every corner of our alternative world.
Seeking out music that might not get aired elsewhere.
We need to get the word out about fantastic new music so that people who hear it can go out and see those bands play live, they can buy their records, and they can help them make more music.
I guess it's a bit of an adventure, just kind of hunting around in the hope that you'll find a different sound, something you've never heard before.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Who sleeps in best when you've got the sunrise? Wasting time watching infomercials live.
on Channel 9. Us and Billy Mays, nowhere else to ride. Stealing blankets and sleeping in a pile. They made the sunrise for people like us, so we have an excuse as to why we're still high.
Family of the Year there with The Stairs, an old favourite that's getting re-released, as does their album Loma Vista on May 5th. Going back to that news story about John Lydon playing King Herod in Jesus Christ Superstar. Surely it will conflict with the Sex Pistols on Ice. Let's flip the script and take a trip to Cincinnati, Ohio. This is the Isley Brothers.
Time.
Isley Brothers Work To Do, which you can find on 1972's Brother, 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 so-called because there was three of them. Now, this next artist just been confirmed to play at James Lavelle's Meltdown at London South Bank later this June, from her forthcoming solo album, Stockholm. This is Chrissie Hynde's new single, Dark Sunglasses.
Should lack, not reverting back to type. Never mind, you lost your nerve.
Here I am. I'm aboard my roundabout.
tune I discovered listening to Radio Luxembourg back in 1968, Birmingham's The Idle Race, a band that included Jeff Lynne. That was The Skeleton and the Roundabout. Now, on a totally different trip, I was looking at the forthcoming Six Music schedule and noticed the station celebrating Irish music next week, and it'll include a four-part series on classic Irish albums. Check the website for details. You're tuned to Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. Stars just like a dub, and I sure hope you're hooked up to a reasonable sound system, because bass-wise, the ear's off to a great start and laptop speakers just won't cut it. And there's plenty more to come, taking us up to midnight. But right now, let's clash some culture for UK electronic duo The Black Ghosts, Water Will Find a Way.
I
Music.
I'm Nimone, and you can join me for an electronic adventure every Friday night into Saturday morning on BBC Radio 6 Music. I cover an awful lot of territory in only 2 hours, from the darker end of beats and breaks
to the more sultry ambient sounds at the back end of the show.
And in the middle of it all is your 1am wind down. That's up to you. One tune that's kind of a musical bridge between the bigger beats in the first hour of Ladyland and the second, mellower half of the show. My ears are always open. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I'm always listening for tunes. From the old, old school to the very, very new.
Nimone's Electric Ladyland.
Join me as the journey unfolds.
Catch up now on the 6 Music website.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
That floats your boat and you're not familiar with his work, he recently released a best-of called Vibrate, which is a pretty good introduction to an artist that definitely hits my spot. Here's something new and also due for release on Record Store Day, April 19th, in case you never knew. From Hot Chip and William Oniyebor, this is Atomic Bomb. Thank you. William Onyebor there with Atomic Bomb from What on Luka Bop, which features reworkings of World Psychedelic Classics 5. Who is William Onyebor? One of the most critically acclaimed albums of 2013. Now, seems like New Zealand's Lord has caused quite a bit of a storm in Jamaica for all the wrong reasons, by saying she hates reggae, which in my book she's quite entitled to, but she's unleashed the fury of the tiny island with a big bass line. The result? Well, it runs between straight-up insults, some of which are quite funny because there ain't nothing like a Jamaican put-down, to things like this.
Double-double-double,
I've never seen a diamond in the flame. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode in, but every song that gold teeth play goes tripping in the bathroom. Red stays ball gowns, dressing
while I'm young. Yes, I wanna have some fun.
exclusive first play of Lord Barrington, a mashup of the Barrington Levy classic and Lord's recent hit Royal, refixed by Dreadzone's Greg Dredd. And you know, Lord's reason for not liking reggae was that it made her feel like she was late for something. And if you don't like reggae, you probably are, girlfriend, but I ain't gonna hold that against you. Anyway, here's something new and somewhat of a coup from Frank Ocean, and featuring Mick Jones and Paul Simon with Diplo at the controls. This is Hero.
My flag is American, but I love some Queen. I'm young enough to vote and talk the trees. I'll be playing concerts in the mud until the sequel. I'll be finding subjects to paint in the buff behind the easel. Trying to f- I'm a bad boy. I'm a punk. I'm a black man. I could dunk. And I'm hanging low.
Project called Three Artists One Song, which pretty much does what it says on the label, in that it brings together different artists from different genres to form a unique collaboration. That was Frank Ocean featuring Mick Jones and Paul Simon with Diplo at the controls with Hero. This is Culture Clash Radio, me Don Letts on Six Music, still to come in what will be a distinctly more relaxed final hour. You got Toots and the Maytals, Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra, Sisyphus, Erykah Badu, and a wicked re-release of a roots reggae classic. That and three from the Don CV, which will be The Beatles' Revolver, right after another way to say goodbye to the legendary godfather of house, Frankie Knuckles, who sadly passed away at the end of March. This is another mashup featuring Animal Collective's My Girls and Frankie's mega hit Your Love, simply called Your Love, My Girls. Thank you.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Jawa Jawa, found that on Beyond Addis, a new compilation of contemporary jazz and funk inspired by Ethiopian sounds from the 1970s. I'm Don Letts and this is Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six Music. Coming up in the final and more chilled hour, sounds from the likes of Sleepy Time Ghost, Dionne Warwick, Kalbata and Mix Monster and Audiolist. And there'll be three from my CV. As usual, there's plenty to cram in, so let me cut the chat and run the next track. Some psychedelic pop from 1967. This is Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra's Some Velvet Morning.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna
Radio.
Six Music.
I think in the morning you just really want to know what's going on.
It's going to be a wet day.
Some of the music news is matter.
The music news, the weather. And we've even got Professor Brian Cox letting us know what's going on out there in space and stuff.
Could it be that we're the only intelligent civilization in our galaxy?
I think it's really important that we get to the matters that affect, you know, everybody. We ask the key questions.
In the event of an apocalypse, which insect would rule the world? Which is the best air rod? The question is, have you ever ridden a giant rodent? Did you have a chippy tea last night? Did you have an exotic tea? Did you have an old school fish fingers, chips and beans tea?
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
You know, they're just the big issues.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
When you look at life, you got to realize.
Cats and the Maytals, There Is a Reason, which you can find on 210's Flip and Twist. Now, don't forget, if you are feeling my flow, you ought to know you can catch up, tell a friend to listen again and check this and past track listings on my page of the Six Music website.
See you.
Erica Abbey Wright, better known as Erica Badu, with Fall in Love, Your Funeral. Okay, as promised, it's time for three from the Don CV. That's Crucial Vinyl, and tonight I'm going for the Beatles' Revolver, released in 1966. Now, I could have obviously gone for Sgt. Pepper's, or easily picked the White Album, Abbey Road, Let It Be, or even Revolver's immediate predecessor, Rubber Soul, as it's fair to say I was completely consumed by the Beatles from beginning to end and beyond. Their musical evolution perfectly soundtracked my formative years. Such was the power of a band that had not two, but actually three Goliaths of songwriting. And to my mind, they created some of the finest works of pop ever committed to vinyl. From said release, this is Here, There, and Everywhere.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be here. Here, making each day of the year, changing my life with a wave of the hand. Nobody can deny that there's some.
Lift my head, I'm still your lead. Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
For No One, before which you had I'm Only Sleeping, both from the Beatles' Must Have Revolver, released in 1966. Now, I forgot to mention that I was so into the Beatles that at one point I'd amassed one of the largest collections of Beatles memorabilia in the UK. And when punk came along, I got rid of the lot. Well, everything except for the music. And years later, I made a strange connection with John just before his death, though I didn't actually get to meet him. And more recently, I got to work with Paul when I made a little film about his latest album. And I was deeply touched, because it revealed that, for all the years under my belt, I'm still a fan at heart. Right, here's another release timed for Record Store Day on King Spinner Records, the first ever reissue of the roots reggae classic Five Man Army, starring Dillinger, Trinity, Wayne Wade, Al Campbell and Junior Tamlin.
Oh, Afternoons from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music. I've got to be honest about my record collection in terms of its cool and say that it is superseded by the cool of what I store the collection in. I keep the vinyl in a leopard skin trunk from Canal Street in New York. Everything else is housed in a beautiful George III secretary. It's important to house your beloved music somewhere special. On BBC Playlister, you can find all the records that I've pulled out for my show. You can rummage through the music I've played, and you can add them to your own playlists for safekeeping. To find out more, go to the Six Music website.
I went downtown. I said I went downtown. I went downtown. I went downtown as a roots man do. She found me yesterday like I knew she would. A girl is a girl wherever she may be. She come and listen, sing and wear them call name Puddy in a dancehall style. Yes, in a dancehall style. I miss a runaway girl, beg you stop run wild. Here comes the singer in a roots man style. All you know me and a cool profile, say me well versatile. Girl, I say me well versatile. I'm a roots man, I'm a champion. Universal singer, yes, in a different pattern. Boy, me come to please the nation. Yes, run away. Yes, track my direction. Come on now. In a this a dance, say them hear me style. Them come and them say that me well versatile. Run away girl, beg you stop run wild. From here for the rules in a fitting style. In a dance all pattern. Whoa, in a dance all fashion. She found me yesterday just like I knew she would. A girl is a girl, wherever she may be. She come listen, sing and wear them call name for the round the Tancho stand. Yes, around the Tancho stand. Because she crowned me as the champion. Because she crowned me as the number one. I in a dance or fashion.
say me have my pattern. Because me set down a foundation. Because me set up a foundation. A in a dancehall pattern. Yes, in a dancehall fashion. Come on now. I went to Scotland as a roots man do. She found me yesterday just like I knew she would. A girl is a girl. Wherever she may be, she come in at the dance and she listen for the in a dancehall pattern. In a dancehall fashion.
Gotta take my hat off, and it's a bloody big one, to Israeli-based Kalbata and Mix Monster for their new album, Congo Beat the Drum, which set out to recreate that old-school analogue sound. So they roped in the likes of the late Prince Jazzbo, Echo Minot, Trinity and Muta Baruka. And I gotta say, they've done an excellent job. From said release, that was Inner Skateland featuring Putty Roots. Now, I did tell you we were bass-heavy tonight, and if I'm lying, I'm dying. There with Serpent from Deephead's Dubstep Volume 1, due end of the month, and features a bunch of classic and exclusive unreleased dubstep cuts put together by Geode, and includes James Blake, Subtract and Sampha. Enough said. This is Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six Music, and I'm going to go for three in a row. And what's the connection? Hey, it's just another Don Letts selection. And to ease you in, Simon and Garfunkel's The Only Living Boy in New York.
Tom, get your plane right on time. I know your part will go fine. Fly down to Mexico. I need on the weather report. Oh, I can gather all the news I need on the weather report. Hey, I've got nothing to do today but smile.
Thank you. car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. There never were a parking cars and pumping gas. I've got lots of friends in San Jose.
Actually written for Dionne Warwick by songwriting geniuses Burt Bacharach and Hal David. That was her 1968 smash, Do You Know the Way to San Jose, from her album Dionne Warwick in the Valley of the Dolls. Loving that title. Before that, I Won't Be Afraid, a new cut from the self-titled debut album by Sisyphus, a collaborative project between Serengeti, Son Lux and Sufjan Stevens. Have to admit that it was his name that made me check it out in the first place. Culture Clash by name, Culture Clash by nature. Another one dropping for Record Store Day, brand new from the Unit 137 label. That was Sleepy Time Ghost with Ghost Train Rhythm, from the new EP of the same name, with vocal cuts from the likes of Maccabee and Mikey General. OMG, how can it be? I'm out of time. Well, they do say it does fly when you're having the proverbial. You've been listening to Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music, and as always, it's greatly appreciated. And don't forget, if you like what you heard, please spread the word. I'm back next week, same time, same channel, different selection. Until the next one, I'm signing off with a cut I found on a new compilation called From Another World, a tribute to Bob Dylan. This is Taiwan's Trio Mi Li Di Dio with their take on I Want You. Enjoy.